And here we are, starting our second hour of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and it's an interesting Friday. You can call it Feel Good Friday, you can call it whatever you want, but it's still December 3rd, 2021. And, you know, we of course have lots and lots of news and lots of things to talk about here on the show today. One of the things I did want to mention, because Sherry from Kansas called up and was talking about and mentioned Rife. That's R as in Robert, I as in Indian, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, Rife. And it's after Royal Raymond Rife, who was a doctor who discovered and created his own microscope and discovered that frequency actually kills certain viruses that cause cancer and various other things. The Power Mall, which I was just alerted to, we have a HealthPoint machine. It's called HealthPoint. And that's a frequency generator that we sell here on the Power Mall that you can go pick up. I use a frequency generator myself. And yes, do you notice a difference? Especially on the pain settings, you'd be surprised. They actually have pads that you can plug your machine into and lay on. And you can go to sleep with these things and wake up in the morning and not have any pain. That's kind of a neat thing. And I speak from experience on that, folks. So you got to understand that, you know, there are doctors out there that have made a lot of major sacrifices. We call them frontline doctors. A lot of them are risking their professional careers as a result of it. And you always want to know, you know, we're not the only ones that are alone in this game of basically world destruction and domination. It's out there. Our friends to the north are experiencing a lot of the same things, if not worse. And we have George Freund, who you have heard on the Power Hour before, operates a website called conspiracy-cafe.com. And George, welcome back on the show.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Good to be back in Power Hour Nation, probably one of the last bastions of truth and freedom on the planet Earth.
Well, you have some interesting news to talk about. Especially stuff that's been generated out of the cafe itself. But you also sent a bunch of interesting articles down there. I'm sure that you probably have copies of everything you sent here that you can talk about.
Oh, yes, indeed. We're in, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the battle of the end times, the latter days of humanity. This is the end of this age, the biblical age, the age of God-created life, flesh and blood life. And our life is being changed and altered into a new form of life, the life of the bot, the life of artificial intelligence, the life of this new system of silicon-based life, computers ruling everything, including us, that Moderna makes no point of hiding the fact they're putting an operating system into us so that we can be ultimately hooked up to the Internet of Things, and that we will ultimately be controlled in every thought, move, and action. And a lot of what we're going through is a training process to get us used to it. If, you know, I see this very, very clearly because I understand a little bit about military history or strategy tactics. From the moment this happened, we were being treated like we were prisoners of war. That you all have to go in a certain way, do a certain thing, that we're being put into a dehumanizing program to mask ourselves, to stay separate from each other, to fear each other. These are classic uses in a North Korean prison or a cult or something of that line. Dr. Joost Merlu wrote a great book about that called The Rape of the Mind. And basically lockdowns are the three fundamental steps in brainwashing. So why do I have to be brainwashed? If there really is a disease, if there really is a problem, lay your cards on the table. We'll go through what works best, and we solve the problem. We don't make money for large pharmaceutical industrial complexes or give up all our power to some sort of facetious state control that's been seconded from we the people. We don't need that. And we don't want that. And the only way we can be forced into that is to have the powers that be lie to us and deceive us. And as soon as you start to catch them in one lie or another lie or a veiled truth that's hidden from us, then right away I know you're not doing anything for my benefit or favor. You are basically waging information warfare on the people of not just America but the whole world. So you cannot be trusted for anything you say and anything you do, and the level of deception is so great and has caused so much harm to people with collateral damage deaths that most of these miscreants should all be in prison, facing trial, not running around loose, controlling the narrative and dictating orders that you'd probably find in the Joe Stalin playbook or something along those lines, especially Australia, which it's almost painful to look at what's going on down there, because they passed their most recent laws of just putting together fines that are just beyond Orwellian. They go from like $10,000 for not wearing a mask to $480,000 for running an establishment or doing something that doesn't follow the narrative. So if you and I have a business and we say, okay, well, you can't come, you don't have to wear a mask when you come to Power Hour Mall because we don't believe this crap. Bingo, you know, here's your big fine, and we just completely destroy and disable your business. That would be completely unnecessary in a true health environment where we're concerned about your health, because health is a many-faceted thing. There's only one health that matters to this, is the health of the disease and the treatments for this disease, and anything else is out the window. So if they cause you to have a heart attack from stress, if you kill yourself, if you get depressed, if you have other diseases that can't be treated anymore, well, you can die by those by the busload. It doesn't matter as long as we save one life from COVID, if there even is such a thing. And I find that absolutely abhorrent. But worse, I feel so disappointed in my fellow human beings that they are blind to so much of this. And if you try to explain it to them or tell it to them, I use some simple things to most people. I just say, you know, everything's a two-headed coin. There's always two sides to an argument, except this one. So when you show me the coin and I can only look at one side, I know right away you're lying to me, or you want to lie to me because you won't let me see the other side. Because if I see the other side, I just might find a better narrative, maybe even the truth. And you can't allow me to have that because I'm being deceived. So you lose all credibility to me. And it's hard to break people out of this shell because they're ruled by fear. They've been driven to the point of almost complete mental breakdown for fear that this COVID is everywhere, and they can't think logically or reasonably. So when this started, I had no fear because I tried to operate with faith. Didn't wear a mask, don't wear gloves, don't use this hand sanitizer poison to put all kinds of unnecessary chemicals in my body, just wash with soap and water here and there as I need it, and, you know, no problem. But then I watch people coming along, and, you know, a door I've touched that probably has got so much hand sanitizer on it, a germ couldn't grow there for the next 10,000 years because it actually drips onto the floor from so many people touching it. And some of you will come up trying to open it with their elbows or, you know, use a toenail or something to try to pull this door open and make all kinds of bizarre shapes that I've touched for 2 years. And for some strange reason, it doesn't bother me. I didn't get sick. I'm alive. For some reason, I'm alive. It almost sounds like, that comedy film about young Frankenstein. You know, I'm alive, I'm alive. Well, if there really was something there, I've met people from Northern Italy, Iran, Chinese New Year, when, you know, the plague was at its zenith. People coming in from China, and, you know, I look at them, we're like a couple inches apart, and I go, should I be afraid? And I go, no, they're lying to me, I got no fear. Come on in, brother, give you a hug, you're mine. And I'm here. So obviously, I'm immune to it, or they're lying to me. And when
the thing is, George, you know, to encapsulate that into another thought process here. You know, when this whole thing first started back in early 2020, March 17th is pretty much the day that everything went silent in America and everybody was in lockdown. And the only way that I could travel around and do what I wanted to is because I had Department of Homeland Security credentials that were issued to me because I was an active member of the media in Florida, and I still am. But the thing is, you know, way back when, people were literally, this is the craziness of it all. Until we started to analyze our thought processes, I mean, we were cleaning our groceries before we brought them in the house. We were cleaning off the bottoms of our shoes. We were cleaning off the steering wheel. We were cleaning off, I mean, I had so much hand sanitizer on me, every time I peed, it automatically cleaned the toilet.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah, you got to love that.
That's
when it
better
happens.
Than those little clip-on things.
I had to throw that little quip out there, George. Go ahead.
Indeed. And, you know, so I see the, you know, maybe because I study psychological warfare, information warfare, so I'm familiar with the tactics. So I'm a fellow traveler. I know the tools that are being used against me. And so they stick out very quickly. To other people, they're completely uninitiated in this, and they just follow the fear. They listen to the TV. I've studied Marshall McLuhan for years about how media is a deceptive agent to basically control and massage us in whatever direction the people who purvey this garbage use it. They create the narrative, and we follow along. It's happened in 9/11. It happened in Oklahoma City. You know, the Kennedy assassination, Pearl Harbor, the anniversary's coming up. You know, we had it for then as well, that everything's swept under the carpet. We can't know the truth, and we're manipulated into a corner to be used and abused at our tormentor's leisure. And this is no different. And it's almost you know, a slap in the face with a salami or something. As my son pointed out very, very quickly, this Omicron con job is an anagram for moronic. And it would be a good name for a ship, the SS Moronic, a ship of fools, because we're all foolish enough to believe in this you know, next stage. And we knew this from the very beginning after Event 201. The tabletop training exercises that they had with Johns Hopkins, DHS, and other organizations to bring on the happy, happy, happy thrill star. And we knew they're never going to let us go. It's basic common sense. That's something I've told to a lot of people. They always want to believe the happy, happy, fuzzy, fuzzy, warm stuff. I remember one lady asking me, you know, like, oh, when's this going to end? Like, well, it'll never end. And then, you know, just shock. But I did everything they said. How can it never end? And I go, it's very simple. If you've ever been fishing, especially deep sea fishing or something, you get a better fight. The fish knows. There's only one way off that line. You got to fight your way off. You got to break the line. When you break the line, you get your freedom back. If you're going to depend on the fisherman to reel you in the boat, then it's pretty much up to him whether you're released or you go back into a pot of some sort or another. And the fish understands that. For some strange reason, human beings can't comprehend that, and they're willingly putting themselves on the hook, being reeled into the boat. They never look in the backgrounds of the people involved in this, like Fauci or any of these other, you know, turd balls that are bringing this about on us, and wondering what's happening. And one of the big things that I do that's extremely different is a good Lord told me, you know, a little while back, he admonished me to say, your language is not my language. Read my words in my language and you will understand. So I'm like, okay, how am I going to do that? And then while I was scouring around, by fate, I found that on Bible Gateway, they have the Orthodox Jewish version of the Bible. So the Hebrew words, a lot of them are there unaltered. And they're in our alphabet, so you can sort of pronounce them and search them and understand them and get to have deeper meaning about what they really said. And when I read those, it's a whole new interpretation of what's been given to me. And a lot of Christians get very, very upset about that. But one of the big things you would do as an investigator when you have information is you check your source. Is my source credible? Because he's giving me evidence. And can I believe this evidence based on who they are and what they are? And I've been down the same road. For me, I always went to the King James Bible. I never looked up who King James is, looked into his background. What is he? What, you know, I just said, well, okay, that's an older version. It's like Shakespearean, but it's probably very more accurate than more modern versions, perhaps, because our languages keep evolving and changing. And then one day, too, God admonished me to say, go look at King James. Okay, I did. He's a pederast. So that means little ones and big ones. And he had a relationship with what we would call today a boy toy. And the boy toy ran England. And he was on his knees groveling to give anything and everything to his lover. So all of a sudden, the credibility factor sank deeply. So I like to go even further back into the original words and how they were translated. And one of the big reasons is because they didn't know what a lot of these words meant. The translations, or basically in any language, are something called the pardes, the four levels, especially of Hebrew. So there's the pashat, the plain text, which is, you know, simple, easygoing. A higher level, remez, a point of deeper meaning, a hinted meaning. A third level, the darash, where one must actively seek answers, look in other books, other uses of the word to see how it's used so that you can understand the language much deeper than just basically something very simple and early grade school level. And then there's the sowed mystery meaning, where you pray about it and communicate with God about things. And when you see some of these words, you see some of the fundamental tenets of Christianity being challenged deeply because we didn't understand the word. And in our modern era, with our modern technology, that the ancients wouldn't have the slightest hope of understanding, we see these words taking root and showing us something very, very, very clear. And it's shocking to most people. But one of the most important things is in Genesis, in the beginning, gods, in plural, Elohim, created the two heavens and the earth. There are two heavens. There's where we are. We have a dimensional space, and there's another one. And that's something that's been generally concealed from us. I found it in some of the words. One simple one was Egypt. Egypt doesn't mean Egypt like we think, like a geographic territory. It's Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the narrow path between the two heavens. Whole different meaning. How could you describe that 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago? It's too much, too deep, too comprehensive for most people to even contemplate what the other heaven could be. But it was contemplated. And what's extremely scary, when I decoded one of Google's doodles the other day, which are pictographic language idioms that are there for us, and I'm just shocked that Christians, Muslims, Jews just didn't, you know, as soon as I saw this picture, there's one word in there that just slaps you in the face, if you know anything about prophecy or the Bible, is Gog, G-O-G. And this is the big battle, Gog and Magog. So right away, it's like, wow, I know where that's going. I didn't even have to look too deeply. I know where it's going. And the other O in Google is the dis sun behind the character of the person they're talking about, the man who wrote the algorithms for artificial intelligence at the beginning, Lotfi Zadeh, an Iranian man. And in a graph in the corner, there's three pyramids and a little internet sign, a little E. Well, that tells me that's the other dimension. There's a graph with numbers. So I looked them up. What are they in Bible verses? Well, they're about the return of Christ. And you see the three pyramids. That basically what this dimensional thing is, it's like we're being taken back to bondage, back to Egypt. And that's why we're being herded and shepherded like slaves, that we've been captured in a war. Because we have been. And it's just, the enemy isn't going to tell us. And what our leaders have done overall is probably just surrender to these powers and forces and are delivering us. Because they get what leaders have got all the time. They become useful idiots with a promise to say, we'll let you go. We'll give you money. But deliver your people to us. And they're willing to take that. Maybe because the powers we're up against are so great and they have skills and abilities so few. They may be good con artists, but they're not street fighters. They don't have the moral integrity to stand firm. And one American I always used on the show many, many times, probably one of the greatest lesser-known American heroes from World War II, was General McAuliffe. He was in Bastogne. And when the Germans broke through, he was completely surrounded, didn't have much of a hope of anything. And the Germans sent him a surrender note. And his reply was a one-word answer. Nuts. The Germans had to think about that a little bit because he was using language at a higher level than no, or you know, no with some conditions, or yes with some conditions. And they realized that was a slang from the time to say not just no, but hell no. He's not going to surrender. He's not going to give up. And the fight started until he was relieved by General Patton, and the battle was turned around. And that's the courage that the generation before me had, the World War II veterans. Strong, thorough, hard people that could take on almost any kind of force. And I look at the ones we have today, they just kowtow and fall to their knees, curl up in a ball and beg for their life, if they even do that much, very, very quickly. And the sad part is they take us with them. And that is deeply disturbing. But when I looked and did my research on Gog and Magog, I found something I'd never seen before. A map from 1375 from a French king, Charles V, commissioned by him, that mapped Gog and Magog. It's a beautiful piece of artwork, and it is just chilling because it shows in the top right corner the other dimension, and it's sealed and walled off with a demon guarding it, and the rest of the world is on the other side. The really, really shocking part is there's characters in there that would be like white, like shadow people or robotic or something like that, that aren't exactly human. But the most shocking thing is at the bottom right, there's all kinds of little round balls of primarily green, blue, red, yellow, but they look like the little COVID thing. And that's just too close for comfort about this wall. And I never really studied the Quran, but while I was looking at the Gog portions of it, we were told in that book that at the end times, God would pull down the wall and allow these things in our dimension, and they would come upon us. The Muslims call them the jinn, the artificial intelligence reality. And they've gone so far with this. We have to even speculate if we have them robotic creatures among us that we just write off as human. I sent an article to Catherine, something that just shocked me. I hate sites that got all these cookies that track you because you never know what they are, so I hate to blindly accept them. So I just kept looking till I found one that didn't. And they had a picture of this guy and his robot beside him, and they're identical, except for the eyes. The eyes are very blue and powerful that you can see clearly either he's on some kind of narcotic or he's just not the same as the other guy. But they're identical. You couldn't tell them apart. One of the big ways to tell them apart, it would be your facial muscles. You have so many facial muscles that you can make a million expressions, and it's easy to know a human from a non-human, unless you wear a mask. Then I couldn't tell.
Correct. Amazing how that works, isn't it, George? We are getting to the point of the break now. When we come back on the other side of the break, George, stick around because we want to talk about some of the other modes of Kool-Aid that people have been drinking. And, of course, we want to take your calls, 844-769-2944. Here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you with George Freund. Stay with us after the break. We'll let you in, and you can say hello. And if you got a couple of questions you want to chime in on and comments, we welcome that. Stay with us.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And here we are, Friday, December 3rd, 12:31 in the afternoon central time. For those of you listening, December 3rd, 2021. We are getting that much closer to Christmas. And of course, for those of you that want to go shopping, hey, no better place than the Power Mall right now. 15% off of Happy Bodies products. And it's your last day to call to order to get that. The discounts are available online until December 5th. Cash Friday is going on right now. You can save 10% on your order simply by using the code Cash Friday when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. That's a neat way to get it done. You can call Jay at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, to place your order, or go to thepowermall.com. The only thing we don't sell is Kool-Aid. That's right, because there's enough people out there that have been drinking it. And I really liked, you know, when we were off break here, George Freund, who is with us, was telling me about this company that he used to promote called the Mussolini Meat Hook Company. Well, that just jives, George, right along with what I was talking about at the beginning of the show about you 80 House Republicans that voted with Democrats to create this national vax database. Better be careful. Look what happened to Mussolini.
Well, the thing with people like that, the megalomaniacs, and basically our leaders are megalomaniacs that have descended into the state. Maybe they even think they're gods in their private moments as they're adjusting their epaulets in the mirror. But you are not. You're human like the rest of us. And if you make a mistake, if you're on the wrong path, the Chinese have a good saying for that. It doesn't matter how hard you row if you're rowing in the wrong direction. So sometimes a good navigator would look, check his compass, get satellite bearings. Am I really going in the right direction? And you want to verify that. And when they're just going ahead with reckless abandon, it means whether by intent or just malfeasance that they're taking us over Niagara Falls in a barrel, it's probably not a good idea that we go with them, because we know what the result is when you crash into the rocks at the bottom. It's going to hurt a lot. And why they would want to do that and just blindly go along is, like you say, too, they are in a cult atmosphere in their minds. Maybe they truly believe this narrative that's been foisted upon them. They really believe there is this disease. People I know that are big into this, if they were told to jump off a roof, they would probably do it, because it's far better to die in a fall than to have COVID. If they were told to form little groups and beat anti-vaxxers to death, they'd probably do that too. They're in a complete comatose state of accepting all these things. But truth does, sooner or later, start to shine. It will become self-evident that we've been lied to. And probably, unfortunately, that will come at the time when we murder our own children with this vaccine. And that you have to look at your hand to say, I took my child for this. I believed them. I trusted them. And they're dead now. And my home is empty now. And there's probably no greater emptiness in the home than the rambling and scrambling of children around the house. I know when I used to work nights as a peace officer, you know, I slept so well hearing, that's mine, give me this, as the kids are doing their thing, right? And I go, oh, everything's fine. And I sleep. And then one day my wife decided, oh, he's really tired. I'll take the kids out of the house and I'll let him sleep. Well, I get to that semi-conscious state and it's quiet. I go, why is it quiet? Something's wrong. You know, and then the alarm goes off in your body. You're running around the house. Nobody's here. Where'd they go? And then you find out later, you know, mom took them out so I could sleep. But it was the silence, and that silence is powerful. It's deafening. And when that silence is inflicted by your hand and the hands of the state to damage these children, there are already children dying from this. That's being hidden from us. You see it on websites like Brighteon153.net, BitChute. They'll put up these testimonies from people. And when you look at people who have lost a child or that they have suffered just tremendously and you see the pains in their heart, when the truth does come out and the anger rises, there may not be anything to stop the angry mob from forming against the people who orchestrated this, and that they will demand retribution in mass by force. And I'd hate to see a day like that happening because I don't believe in that kind of world. But it's a natural response to circumstances. And if you're creating these circumstances, just like you're playing with dynamite, well, like Father used to say, no smoking in the dynamite shed. Ba-boom, it's gone, you're gone, it's all over. And maybe that's just the natural way that this is going to be solved. And I'd hate to see it, but they're bringing it on themselves with this intransigence. Even if I believed the paradigm, you don't. Pilots don't eat the same meal, just in case. They both get
that's
sick.
Right.
And then
that's right.
Somebody comes on the air. Anybody know how to fly this plane?
Exactly.
No, we don't do that. So why would we give this shot to the whole American military, the whole civil administration? The police, the ambulance, all the medical people. Why do we want everyone to have it? All the firefighters. What if something went wrong? So even if I believed it, I would have to keep a strategic reserve as any type of military person to say, just in case I got something to fall back on. And even if I believed it, I'd ask for volunteers to say, well, you're all going to die of COVID, but do I have volunteers that would join the for strategic reserve just in case? And we'll keep you isolated from the other people, just so we have people in every trade that can operate all the weapon systems and defend America. That would be a reasonable thing to do. But when you say everybody's got to get it, everybody's going to go in. And the only conclusion I can come to is, not just are you killing them softly with your song, is you're just flat-out killing them or taking them out of the picture so that we don't have a military. And when that day comes, who do we call? What's going to happen? And in the typical thing of a three-dimensional world, well, that could be 1-800-PLA, that they have enough UN soldiers to come in and help us. Or, as I'm seeing from the technological aspects of this, is we have technology that is so far advanced that it's Star Trek and beyond. It's not science fiction. It's a reality that we're just not familiar with because we live a much more simpler and mundane life. But I was shocked to hell yesterday at work. There's a chap who gets a paper that isn't as popular as some of the other rags in Canada. This one's more conservative, the National Post. And on the front page, it talked about the new robotic life form self-replicates. They're xenobots. And I'm just like, whoa! And how do they self-replicate? Friction by two of them rubbing up against each other makes more of them. So what are we bringing into this world? Where are you going to put this stuff? This would be like the ultimate nanocancer or xenocancer that's going to come along that could get into our bodies, take over our nervous system, and turn it into something completely, totally artificial. And this is what the ancients warned us about, that this exists. And as a peace officer from before, you know, what is the truth? Is the truth what somebody tells you, or is it what you find out later that they didn't tell you? And frequently that's the case. It's what they didn't tell you.
Yeah, that makes sense, George.
It's common sense.
Yeah, it is. And the one thing that you were talking about earlier in the show, in the previous half hour, was about Australia and what they're going through right now. Well, we just got some late-breaking news in here from Epoch Times that Nevada becomes the first state to impose a surcharge on unvaccinated workers as of yesterday. It'll kick in as of July 1 of next year. The approved proposal stipulates a surcharge of $175 a month for workers, spouses, partners, and dependents 18 and older, which could be adjusted down the road. But this basically is for anybody that's unvaccinated, that's not documented as being vaccinated, and they're going to start taxing people in the state of Nevada. If you live there, the testing costs through September were estimated at $3.3 million. And of course, the executive officer of the board that's handling all this, the Public Employees Benefit Program Board, Laura Rich, said, oh yeah, this will help offset the cost of COVID-19 testing. The whole thing is malarkey. It's just another way to drain the people of any resources that they might have in order to simply exist. And in another late-breaking story. Charges have been filed against the parents of the 15-year-old suspect in the Michigan school shooting. It isn't just bad enough that the 15-year-old male accused of opening fire at a Michigan high school this week left four dead. James and Jennifer Crumbly are each facing four counts of homicide, manslaughter, involuntary. They face up to 60 years in prison for what their son did. What say you, George?
Typical communist type of thing. You know, when something goes around, not only do we have you, but we have your family. And that's just the common tactic of any police state, whether it be Nazis or communists. They always did that. So that's how they kept you in line, to say, you know, if you don't do our will, you know, we'll execute your family or put them in prison or something like that. And, you know, unless they were purposely counseling him to do a crime and providing him with the weapons as a
conspirator. That's what they did. According to authorities, Ethan Crumbly, the kid that did the dirty, used a firearm on November 30th at Oxford High School that his father bought just days prior. You give your kid a gun and you don't teach him what the value of the gun is, what do you expect? You're a peace officer, George.
Well, a long time ago, that's two lifetimes ago. But this is part and parcel of understanding firearms and firearms ownership. And a lot of times if I post a TV show or a movie on my website and they don't handle guns properly, I always try to, you know, add a little instruction there to, most important thing, point in a safe direction. Don't put your finger on the trigger, you know, exercise extreme safety and caution. But the biggest thing about providing any type of firearm to a young person is you got to make sure they got their wheels on the tracks. And that they don't have any of these types of issues. And you're only going to get that primarily, you have to live a better life and a higher moral road. But, you know, what the parameters are for all these things will come out. Do I believe the state? No. They don't have a very good batting record, as we see for other people persecuted in crimes that they say are crimes, which were surely not crimes. But that's what we have trials for, and we lost that. This is something that happened with, you know, the age of terror. The newspaper would convict everybody, and you'd see it on the front page. And I'd look at people who I thought were sane and rational, and I'd say, oh, yeah, there he is. This guy did that, hang him, this, that. And I said, what is this newspaper? What are you looking at? What type of evidence is that? You know, you should know. Some of them, you know, were maybe even in law and things like that. That is double hearsay evidence. Someone told a reporter, and he's telling you that that's what happened and that's the truth, with no cross-examination, no verification of what's there, by court standards anyway, and the guy's hung, or girl, hung, drawn, and quartered in the media. You're guilty. That's all there is to it. Take everybody's rights and freedoms away. Let's move on. There's something wrong with that picture. The most important right we have, even to a dirty scoundrel, is the presumption of innocence. When we're finished, and hopefully we do it properly, then there's the associated punishments. But we have the presumption of innocence. To execute them on the front pages or on the TV news, right away we're seeing this is a political agenda right from the get-go. And especially when it comes to firearms in the United States, that's done to just mass vilify every gun owner in the United States for obvious reasons. Because the Second Amendment really is the ultimate law of the universe applied, the law of the jungle, is governments have broken down and are exercising rules by decree, might makes right, an unbelievable, unrestrained power cabal, and the only thing that can restrain them is the law of the jungle. Probably better you have a whole bunch of guys just show up with fists, you know, from the good old pick and shovel days, what do they call it, the pitchfork and torch rallies they used to have ages and ages ago, and set them straight. But that's too much, because they don't hold the truths that we hold as self-evident. They're tearing them apart and tearing them down and using all these propaganda things. It's probably this media that glorifies school shootings that is responsible for more school shootings than any gun company.
Because
for someone with a challenged mind, is you're giving them the idea, you're planting the seeds, and I can be hero for a week to get in the newspaper or on the media and become the cause celebre of the dysfunctional world, where just reporting the news and not glorifying it to that extent it'd probably go away faster if your intent was to stop these things. But it's even worse that I look at it in the age of COVID. You demonize anyone who shoots, and you're prepared to shoot the whole population of all our school children with this needle, and you could care less if a significant percentage, even if it's just a half a percent, three quarters of a percent die, and another couple of few percent have serious permanent injuries. You could care less. No school shooter could do that much damage. And then by the same token, you stand on a pedestal as the state and say there's something wrong with someone who's a shooter or partakes in the Second Amendment rights, which are greater in the United States than in most other places because you codify the right to self-defense. That's abhorrent, really. You're the ultimate hypocrites. But what do I expect from Joe Stalin's team?
Well,
I know what
well,
to
no
expect
doubt.
From, and they're doing well.
Yeah, they are, and no doubt. But the thing that gets me is, you know, what happens if the numbers that you just spoke of are higher and we're losing 10 to 20% of our children based on the supposed effectiveness, the safety and effectiveness of this jab that they're trying to get into these kids. To me, it doesn't matter whether, you know, they don't want these kids procreating. And given the report that just came out, and you probably heard, George, of what was going on with the court system here, where the FDA was asking, based on a FOIA request of it, for hundreds of documents, that it be allowed to wait 55 years to answer. And a federal judge said no. And we are posting a PDF of a the trials that Pfizer did, and come to find out the adverse events are much higher and more severe than what we were told. It is not safe and effective. And so, you know, the truth is now starting to come out. And I think it's just a matter of time when people start to push back, and it's going to become violent. It's not going to be civil. They're not going to just say no, especially if they start sending troops and units door to door, house to house, to start vaccinating everyone. This whole thing is going to come to a severe head.
Oh, indeed, indeed. But see, that's the beauty of language. You use the word safe and effective. I can use those words in their terms as psychopaths.
Yeah.
Safe for them to do it, and an effective murder weapon.
Correct.
So and it is safe
what happens,
and effective.
Yeah, but what happens? What happens when they turn around and they say, "Oh well, it the death was due to comorbidity factors. It wasn't due to the vaccine." Another lie. So you got one lie on another lie.
Yes, there was a heartbreaking video from Halifax, Nova Scotia. 8-year-old girl got the shot, and her heart stopped beating. So the child's best friend's mother spoke and was recorded on one of the forbidden video sites that will allow things like that, because you can't go against the narrative in the police state. And she's just heartbroken. She swore a lot. But, you know, she just said, you know, what's going to wake you people up? What are you doing? You know, this is a little girl, 8 years old, perfectly healthy. I've known this child all her life, and her heart just stopped beating after taking this shot. And, you know, the concept of medicine is to do no harm.
Correct.
So even if this is unintentional and accidental, it's way beyond any kind of safety factor. And as soon as you have to lock something up for 55 years, I already know what it is, because if it was honest, you know, you could show it to me now. You don't have to wait 55 years till we're all dead, that you're lying to me. It's just flat out. The Kennedy records, well, they're still sealed for another long time yet. You know, I already know, you know, it's not what you told me in the beginning. Because it's sealed. The 9/11 things, many things are classified. There's still things classified from the Revolutionary War, for God's sake. You know? What? And this cannot be. So why are you lying to us? This has to come out. And one of the biggest things that, you know, should be a major news story, should have been an election issue in Canada. DARPA's done the same thing. But the Canadian government put out policy papers called Exploring Biodigital Convergence. And the whole thing about that is they're going to change human beings, this is from their report, a synopsis, our bodies, minds, and behaviors, to change or create other organisms, alter ecosystems, sense, store, process, and transmit information, manage biological innovation, structure, and manage production of supply chains. And then on the picture, you see a human being with, like, computer chippy things in front of their head, and their eye is a robotic sensor as opposed to an eyeball. And, you know, so this is what they're planning to do, and they have policy papers on that. Nobody's told anybody. DARPA's done the same thing. Nobody's really telling anybody. We have to look it up and find these things ourselves. For me, it was accidental, and just seeing the picture was enough to go, wow, look what they're doing. They're going to turn us into blasted robots. And they don't care. And why is this happening? Why are we being turned into what the Bible says? The most one of these important commandments is the graven image. Now we're in a modern era. We can understand the graven image. It's the robot. It's the artificial intelligence making a synthetic copy of what God made. That is total apostasy from top to bottom. And it won't be going over well. You know, we're not getting the flood this time, but we make bastardized creatures like that. God's going to have to clean it up, and it won't be pretty, and we don't want to be going along with that movement when the time comes. So that's why I'm adamant about this. But another article I struck across that is very bizarre, very weird, and it should have been, you know, like one of the great 50 sci-fi movies when the spaceship is on the White House lawn, is that Israel and the United States signed a treaty with what they call aliens, which I don't believe they're really aliens. I think those are the creatures that the Bible talks or the Quran talks about that are behind this wall. That's what another Hebrew word that was very deep, powerful, great meaning that we fought and killed each other over for a long time because we never understood what it meant, was Goyim. So everybody thinks, oh, yeah, kill the Jews because they think we're Goyim, and maybe certain Jews say, go after these people because they're the Goyim. No. The deep meaning of the word is the people behind the invisible wall. That's who the Goyim are. And when you look in the Bible on that, you know, sometimes you see things described that pretty much just like somebody's describing a giant robot. It's more like RoboCop than anything else of certain creatures. So that makes perfect sense. What the enemy is and what they're, where they're going with it. And what is this treaty? So one time I forgot the links I had from before of different media, but I just scoured at random to find another one, and I got NBC News's one. And on theirs, it said part of the treaty was to conduct experiments. And I wonder what kind of an experiment we're conducting. Would it be mRNA technology being put into human beings to completely change and alter their existence, to turn them into an android or a robot? That could be a good experiment. And why don't we have the right to know? And because we're not told about these things, I can't trust the perpetrators who signed this. And when I look at things that are happening in the world and the fact we're all prisoners of a war that we never knew was fought, if it was even ever fought, is a very clear and precise fact that this was probably an instrument of surrender and not a treaty. And for people, especially American people, you know how they get around your Constitution.
Treaties.
You can try and sign a treaty. And we just
they supersede the Constitution, folks. Yeah. So if you folks, for constitutional lesson of the day, if you did not know that treaties supersede the Constitution of the United States, now you know.
And what is this treaty? Why can't we see it? Where is it? Sounds kind of important. And the guy who reported it was the head of the Israeli Space Agency for most of his life, retired. Unfortunately, I think his book was only in Hebrew, so, you know, it cut me out. But, you know, it's not like he's some kind of lunatic crawled out of the ditch with a gin bottle or something like that. You know, Israel's a nuclear power. They're at the cutting edge of science and technology for the military. He must have been pretty top-notch scientist, administrator, and, for lack of a better word, too, with the weapons we have today, warrior. So he said this. That's a very credible source, very credible source. And why isn't this, you know, it's like, bingo, we've made contact. This should be front page news around the world that somebody's there. And I know when I interviewed Stan Deo earlier in the year or two, he got into some information about our underground places like Area 51, where we're at loggerheads with what's under there, and they're not like us. And that they actually kicked us out of a lot of places. So it sounds like, you know, this treaty wasn't like the one before, if there was one. We are being kicked around a little bit. And you can see that all before us. Why are our leaders all acting like Joe Stalin, Adolf Hitler, some total police state concept, unless they are the ones who are administrating the surrender? Or another likely possibility, too, that goes hand in glove with it, the bankruptcy and liquidation. If we go south economically, and everything is reset, as Klaus Schwab says, and there is no money, no financial system, they don't need all the mouths to feed. They got to get rid of us. It's
That's
just
true.
Common sense.
They do. And so it's cold-hearted murder. George, we thank you so much for being on the show. It is. And we thank you for being on the show. Obviously, our time is waning here, and I've only got a couple of minutes left. I just wanted to mention, too, that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have suspended the vaccine mandate enforcement. And this is something coming out of Missouri. As a matter of fact, the attorney general there, Eric Schmidt, has said that CMS remains confident it'll prevail in court, but it's suspending activities related to the implementation and enforcement of the rule pending future development in the litigation. I think right now, George, the courts are the only things right now that are separating us from a revolution with the American government.
Indeed, indeed. So we can only ask, God bless America, God bless Power Hour, God bless we the people, God give us the strength to get through this terrible time, to give us the ability to discern and reason what is happening and how it's happening, and the faith, the total faith to have in your immune system, in your food, in your products, many of which are available at Power Mall, to sustain and strengthen and heal our bodies. For that, we will be victorious.
Yes, we will. And just remember, there is a workshop tomorrow, growyourowngroceries.com, 2 p.m. Central. Go to growyourowngroceries.com to sign up for that. I'm going to be attending it, so you won't be alone. Anyway, it's been wonderful. George Freund, thank you so much for being on the show and enlightening us with this new information. And it's always a blessing for people. And if you're listening to the Power Hour right now, Dave Krieger with you. It has been wonderful. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. I yield to God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.